You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Stimulating and entertaining. That brings Anthony Weiner to mind here. Hey, listen, Rockinger, before you get out of here, I gotta get you guys' take on former Congressman Anthony Weiner. Now, Anthony Weiner, of course, was a high-profile member of Congress, a rising star, when it all came crashing down on him just 2 years ago. It turns out he was sending sexually explicit pictures of himself to women he barely knew, sometimes didn't know, except through texting relationships. So he's forced to resign from Congress in disgrace. Then he comes back here and is running for mayor of New York and is actually ahead in several of the polls. Now, with his wife next to him, he says, okay, after I resigned from Congress, there was another extended 6 month long raunchy online sexual relationship, you know, triple X rhetoric and pictures being exchanged back and forth.
Tell him what the name of the website was that he went through to do all this.
The Dirty.
The Dirty.
The Dirty.
You can't make this kind of stuff up, man.
And was it the Dirty that he went through to do this, or did they blow the whistle on him?
That's a good question. It would entirely be possible that the Dirty is a website that you can go to exchange inappropriate sext-type pictures, cell phone-type pictures.
Because I thought it was thedirty.com that reported that outed Weiner doing this. The handle he used,
maybe,
by the way, is Carlos Danger.
Carlos Slim. Carlos Slim Danger.
Carlos Danger. Anyway, this goes on for 6 months. The woman on the other end of the exchange is a 22-year-old, quote, progressive activist, close quote. So in setting all this up, the question that I want to ask Maureena and Brittany in particular, and I'll throw it out there for our listeners as well. Should Uma Abedin, his wife, have been standing next to him at that press conference defending him?
I have what you might think, or anyone might think, is a really strange take on this. Because I started thinking about this morning, and when I heard that she was standing once again by his side like she did before, it got me thinking, what if they have the type of relationship where this is something they both really dig, and she encourages him to do this? Like, maybe she's kind of in on it with him.
Twisted.
You know, everybody wants to assume that she's sort of this
victim, basically.
Victim, yeah. And that she's standing by her man, and what an idiot. Or she's a victim, and what if she's not a victim at all? I don't know. I don't know why that thought hit me this morning. I think it's because, once again, she was standing by his side, and I thought, well, maybe they're both kind of into that, and neither one cares, really.
They're punking us.
Yeah,
they're
that's
pranking
what I'm,
us with all
I'm
this.
Wondering if it's just like they're just so into whatever their personal scene is.
In other words, they're swingers.
It could be swingers, or they both kind of get a thrill out of him doing this.
I'm going to boil this down to the youth pop culture vernacular right now.
Here we go.
If you've got little kids in the car, you have been warned to turn it down. But I'm going to tell you, they're attention whores.
It could be that too.
That might be an element here.
And that, you know, he may not actually be messing around on her. It could all just be this texting, sexting, right? And that maybe they both kind of does things for both of them in the bedroom, if
you know
what I mean.
I can confirm for you that Anthony Weiner is indeed an attention whore. I don't know about her.
Yeah.
But it's pretty obvious that Anthony...
I don't know.
I find her conduct in this just inexplicable. When I say inexplicable, I don't mean outrageous and I'm furious. I mean, I don't understand.
Don't you think that my theory might, that's why we
fool
don't
me
understand
once,
it.
Shame on you. Fool me twice.
No, but maybe
I'm not buying it.
What I'm saying, or fool us, you mean? Because what I'm saying is I don't think she's been fooled at all. I think maybe she's known about this kind of behavior.
But I'm just talking about the general public.
Yeah.
If we're expected to believe this happened just organically a second time, maybe there's something.
No, I think she's in on it. Yeah, I think she's fully aware of what he's into, and maybe she's into it too.
Absolutely disagree. bye-bye, Anthony Weiner. I'm out. I would not stand by
him. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No woman in her sane mind.
No, I mean, no woman would. I'm just saying maybe that's her thing. Like, she is standing by him because she digs it. Like, that's she kind of likes that she does that he does it.
Uma Abedin, who has a high profile former position as a key advisor to Hillary Clinton, has her own gig going. She's a beautiful woman. So she's smart, she's intelligent, she has a great career of her own. She stood by him when this whole thing about these revelations of texting came out. And then after the disgrace, after the fall, he starts another sexting relationship. That's what I don't get. I understand making the mistake. You know, I understand the stumble. What I don't understand is he stumbles. She stands by him. You know, they had just had a baby, or she was pregnant. She was pregnant at the time. And then he starts another relationship, and she stands by. Here's what their press conference sounded like yesterday. We'll start with Weiner.
I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have. While some of the things that have been posted today are true and some are not, there is no question that what I did was wrong. This behavior is behind me. I've apologized to my wife, Huma. I'm pleased and blessed that she has given me a second chance. For the past several months, I've been asking New Yorkers to also give me another chance. We put it behind us, and I put it behind me. And frankly, we're in a lot better place today, or else I would not have run for mayor.
Okay, so in other words, I told you this was happening. It's happened, and, you know, that's in the past. We're looking forward here. We're looking down the road. And Uma gave me another chance, and so I'm hoping you will too. So here is what she says about all this. This is Uma Abedin, his wife.
When we faced this publicly 2 years ago, it was the beginning of a time in our marriage that was very difficult, and it took us a very long time to get through it. Our marriage, like many others, has had its ups and its downs. It took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony. It was not an easy choice in any way, but I made the decision that it was worth staying in this marriage. That was a decision I made for me, for our son, and for our family. I didn't know how it would work out, but I did know that I wanted to give it a try. Anthony's made some horrible mistakes, both before he resigned from Congress and after. But I do very strongly believe that that is between us in our marriage. We discussed all of this before Anthony decided he would run for mayor. So really what I want to say is, I love him, I have forgiven him, I believe in him, and as we have said from the beginning, we are moving forward.
Here's the part of this I literally don't understand. And that is, she green-lighted his running for mayor. She agreed to campaign with him. She agreed to make commercials with him. She agreed to make the statement at his press conference, knowing that he'd had a sexting relationship after his resignation and that it could come out. And I don't know why she would say yes to him running when these problems that resulted in him leaving public office started up again after he left.
This sounds like a miracle campaign for him, because he's not going to even come close to winning without her.
He was ahead in the polls.
He needs her That's what I think it is.
Yes.
He has zero legitimacy without her.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Exactly true. Now, there are two other prominent politicians who had their own problems. I'm thinking Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. And there's Elliot Spitzer, who's on the ballot, and he's probably going, oh, no, do I really need any kind of spillover affecting my campaign, reminding people about my own problems as client number nine.
Sexual control.
You know, patronizing prostitutes while he's the governor of New York State. But there's one key difference. Those guys are running for lesser offices. Sanford returning to Congress and where he used to be governor, and former Governor Spitzer running for comptroller.
He just wants to be the accountant, the treasurer for the city.
But Anthony Weiner's running for a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is so twisted.
I really think,
but I'm thinking so is she. I'm thinking so is she at this point.
Yeah,
it's just a bizarre
dysfunction junction.
Anyway, you got 15 minutes after 5. Phone lines open here, 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757. By the way, this just starting to break, so you're listening to exactly the right place. Russian officials say that Edward Snowden has documents to remain in the country. So we're no longer talking about him hanging out at airports, I guess. And who are we talking to in 17 minutes about all this? Ralph Peters, Fox News military analyst, retired lieutenant colonel, going to weigh in on this news as it is breaking here on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
To be a woman, giving all your love to just one. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to.
I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have. While some of the things that have been posted today are true and some are not, there is no question that what I did was wrong. This behavior is behind me. I've apologized to my wife, Huma. I'm pleased and blessed that she has given me a second chance. For the past several months, I've been asking New Yorkers to also give me another chance. We put it behind us, and I put it behind me. And frankly, we're in a lot better place today, or else I probably would not have run for mayor.
And show the world you love him.
YKVI, perspective, passion, principles, where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570, KVI.